Hello and welcome to episode 0 of What a Fab Day, the introductory episode. I am your host, Simon Mas. In this episode, I will give you some information about the podcast and about myself. I will also make you a promise, but let's not jump the gun. What a Fab Day is a podcast about the Beatles. It is also my first podcast. I admit that it's a very ambitious project. 365 episodes detailing the events in the band's life, happening on each day of the year, from 1957 to 1970, from the Quarrymen era to the day Apple press officer Derek Taylor released a non-statement to reply to the rumors of the demise of the band. That is going to be covered on episode 100, by the way. I will try to put out an episode each day, but with the quarantine and the lockdowns happening, and the difficulties of putting together a podcast for the first time, there might be some delays further down the line. The focus of the podcast will be on George Harrison, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, and, when he was part of the band, Pete Best. Events that didn't see the Beatles taking an active part, but that bore some significance in the life of the band, will also be narrated. I will try my best not to include any baseless gossip or conspiracy theory, and I will certainly not include any of their music, since I don't own the copyright to that. Now, why should you listen to this podcast? We all know that there is a ton of material out there about the Beatles. The events in the life of the band have been covered extensively, almost from the start, and you might want to know why I think what I have put together here might be worth your time. For a start, most of the material I have come in contact with is somehow lacking. Some of it is evidently floated, created to sell a personal agenda. Perhaps it is material reveling in the deification process of the band, or of just one of its members, made for fans that have already made up their mind about the quasi-divine status of the Fab Four. Or perhaps, on the other hand, it's pushing the boundaries of reality to prove some controversial thesis that smears someone's reputation and skills. Some other authors try their best to be neutral, but gloss over some details of the band's life. Lewson's excellent books, for example, tend to ignore almost completely the band's, and especially Lennon's, drug use and their effect on the band. Some other time they focus on a single aspect or time period, or perhaps they get into technical details about musicological or recording issues that are not explained in a way that non-experts can understand. One could, of course, delve into lots of different books, podcasts, documentaries, and build his or her vision of the story. But it would be time-consuming and taxing, especially in today's sorry-no-spare-time world. What a Fab Day, this podcast, tries to fix all of those issues. I am a composer and a musician, although on a much smaller scale than the Beatles. I have studied musicology for my degree, I've had my experiences in a recording studio or three, and I have researched extensively the Beatles and their times. I've read books, both long out of print and new, commonplace and hard to find, technical and mundane. I've watched films, documentaries, and TV appearances, and finally, I've discussed the findings with friends and other colleagues. It's not like I know everything, but I feel I can summarize and explain the events, the musicological concepts, and the technical issues that come up in a Beatles narrative, and that I can offer you a comprehensive vision of the whole story. My promise to you, then, is to give you an extensive and balanced account of the Beatles' history. I'll try to stay neutral, but I'll be passionate as only a musician talking about music can be. What a Fab Day will be rich in facts and curiosities, and lean on my personal opinions. I think if you're old enough to know how to listen to a podcast, You're probably old enough to form your own opinion on things without me getting in the way. So, if you like what you're hearing, if you find that my accent doesn't get on your nerves, if you think that this podcast sounds intriguing and that it is an interesting way to engage with the Beatles, welcome aboard. You are about to get 365 episodes full of magic and drama, facts and dreams, music making and toil, friendship and fights. I hope you will find the ride worth your while. Before concluding this episode, let me thank a couple of friends with which I have talked some ideas through. I am referring to Alessandro D'Amito, Chiara Colafemina, Daniele Monterisi, Fabio Ingenio and Mariella Tarantino. While the mistakes are all mine, whatever merit this podcast has is certainly due to their input. For the moment, I wish you a good day and a fab continuation.
Simon Mas, music you love.